Welcome to She Talks Tech, the brand new podcast from We Are Tech Women.
I love programming now as much as I did 30 years ago. It's a double-edged sword. I know the needle is shifting. WISE recently celebrated 1 million women working in STEM in their One of the Million campaign. But there's still clearly a lot to be done.
I'm Vanessa Vallaliobe, founder of We Are The City and We Are Tech Women. As an individual that's been a technologist both in the corporate space and as an entrepreneur, I know how tough it can be to rise to the top of our profession. Women in tech make up just 17% of the industry in the UK, and those stats do not improve even if you look overseas. At We Are Tech Women, we want you to rise to the top of the industry. We want you to sit into senior positions and be key decision makers. The She Talks Tech podcast will bring you stories, lessons and tips from some of the most inspirational women and men in the industry. In this episode, we hear from the incredible Jo Hannaford. Jo shares her nuggets of wisdom on networking and adaptability as she reflects back on her extensive career in tech. She also shares some great advice for those wanting to get into tech and work in tech. Jo is the head of engineering for EMEA and head of regulatory and business services at Goldman Sachs. She spent 22 years at Goldman after joining from RBS in 1997. Jo was promoted to managing director in 2001, partner in 2013, and become head of EMEA technology in February 2017. This is not to be missed.
I wanted to share some insights into my career in technology and in the hope that you'll be able to take something tangible away. So I'll start by giving you some background into how I got started in STEM. I was introduced to computing in the 1980s by my maths teacher, who was coming up to retirement yet decided to retrain to be able to teach O-level computer science. She taught us all about programming, and that fueled my mission to become a software developer. The commitment that my maths teacher showed me is the reason that I remain so committed to opening doors for women in STEM today. There is still not enough representation in STEM, which is troubling given the increasing important and visible role of technology in our lives. When I was starting out, computing was considered to be a great job for women, quite a different environment compared to that of the past 10 years. And it's not clear how or why this shift came about. I've had a very stimulating career. I joined Goldman Sachs 23 years ago as an analyst, and I've been able to work in many different areas of the firm and in various locations. When I think about even recently, the constant shift in my career was best represented by the fact that we've launched Marcus in the UK, a completely different growth area for Goldman Sachs. Throughout my career, it has been exciting to see the rapid evolution of programming practices. When I was first starting out, there were two major influences internally. Object-oriented programming was beginning to replace procedural programming. Externally, it was the rise of the internet and dot-com boom, which put an emphasis on speed to market, rapidly changing requirements demanded shorter product life cycles, and often clashed with traditional methods of software development. So extreme programming practices were developed, including pair programming, code reviews, unit testing of all code, clean code, and on the back of this, a software craftsmanship was heavily promoted. Fast forward to now, and everything is about reducing friction from continuous integration and deployment to serverless code such as AWS Lambda, which will require programming practices to evolve as we move to the cloud. The longevity of my career really comes down to a few things. I've been fortunate to have some very supportive mentors, both men and women, who have challenged and promoted me and my abilities. I've also placed importance on investing in my network. You know, one of the stories which really struck me about my career was I have a reputation at Goldman Sachs for helping people, and I was just about to go home one night and someone I didn't know called me and had a particular issue. This is years ago. And so I stayed to help them. Years later, when I was being considered for partner, unbeknownst to me, they were very prominent in supporting me. And I think that's one of the stories that best encapsulates the fact that if you kind of do good through computing, solve problems and help people and expand your network through not just really talking to people, but actually kind of helping them with day-to-day problems, you never know really when that gets paid back to you. Adaptability has also been key. Like, the world of technology has always rapidly evolved, and it's necessary to show that you can adapt and learn to keep up with it. Advancements in technology have really disrupted financial institutions in recent years. We're a 150-year-old organisation and we're steeped in constantly evolving our platforms. So think about 150 years ago in America when the telegram was introduced. That must have been just groundbreaking. You know, in my career at Goldman Sachs 20 years ago, there were hundreds of traders on NASDAQ. Now there's four who are making markets in NASDAQ. And so technology is something that we've always used to disrupt and evolve. And so I think that's very much helped me in terms of my engineering career to be able to continue to reflect the fact there's constant changes in technology. So not only do I work in a financial services industry, which is constantly evolving, but I'm also, as a technologist, constantly learning technology. So think about that in terms of adaptability. Much of the technology that I first used as an analyst is in museums now. In fact, one of the memory cards is so big, I have it on my kitchen wall. And think about modern times, think about recent history and how COVID-19 has tested us all. And in response to the pandemic, Goldman Sachs has 98% of our people working remotely, something that previously we didn't think would ever be possible. Engineers have played a pivotal role in achieving this, but it's required us to come up with incredibly innovative solutions. And it's important that in times like this, our teams feel empowered to think creatively outside of the box. We have all had to become more flexible to make these working arrangements work for ourselves and to benefit us. And so, for example, for the first time ever, our traders operate entirely from home in a highly regulated environment. And we've worked very closely with our regulators to get comfortable with this situation. That's meant for us providing soft turrets and phone at home solutions to kind of mimic their environment that they have. And it's a very specific environment that traders work under. We've evaluated our developer productivity throughout this time. And we notice that people are working extended hours to accommodate time with their families, particularly as schools change their practices. And it's important that we understand some of these challenges that our people are going through. The pandemic has also presented opportunities. I think every situation presents opportunities. And for us, a pandemic has meant that we've increased connectivity between our larger and smaller offices, that location has become completely agnostic to us. And through our video conferencing tools and our collaborative tools, it's allowed us to really democratise kind of our working environments. We've also been able to lend our technical expertise to help the relief efforts. I was really honoured to be able to reach out to one of my friends who runs NHS Digital. I've known her for many years and back at a time when there are very few women in financial services. And so we've always helped each other. And we reached out to her and we've offered her actual engineers to be seconded to the NHS to develop digital dashboards to be used by the cabinet and to be used by government and the public. That data is some of the data that you see reported in the news. Our individual engineers have taken it upon themselves to print 3D masks. And we've also been inspired by the external grassroots efforts taking place. We got involved in mentoring the winners of the Code First Girls Hackathon, who have developed prototypes aimed at helping the relief efforts. What they managed to achieve was just in 3 weeks was astounding. And this is what happens when women work in STEM. They create technologies which benefit us all. And they have an interesting perspective about some of the solutions that we can bring. It still surprises me that women make up just 17% of the STEM industry when we know just how impactful we are in this space. Careers in STEM are extremely well suited to both men and women. Technology in particular is highly creative and enormously flexible. I love programming now as much as I did 30 years ago. It's a double-edged sword. I know the needle is shifting. WISE recently celebrated 1 million women working in STEM in their One of the Million campaign. But there's still clearly a lot to be done. Something that we are very committed to at Goldman Sachs is investing in reskilling teachers so that they can deliver high-quality STEM teaching. We've started partnering with STEM Learning to do just this. There is such inconsistency in the quality of STEM education. And in the UK and further afield, between single and mixed-sex schools, if girls receive the same education as their male peers, this will go a long way in helping them to realise that careers in STEM can and should be for them as well. It's going to take a combination of things to keep driving momentum. Mentorship, sponsorship, having visible role models in the workplace, creating an inclusive company culture, returnship programmes, accessible education at every level. The list goes on. My advice would be to pick a few approaches achievable for you, either at a personal or organisational level, and to take action. I've always thought to myself, if I could just help one person, that will make a huge difference. Also note that real change takes time. We need to build programmes with a long-term view and be prepared to not see immediate results. But real change is possible, especially if we continue to the trajectory we're currently on. Through engaging in forums such as this, we are all making an impact. In terms of progressing in your own careers, I encourage you to put your hand up for opportunities, even if it's daunting. Seek out mentors that will develop and promote you and pull others up with you. It's what I've tried to do, and it is rewarding and impactful for all parties involved.
Jo, I cannot thank you enough for being my guest today. What epic nuggets of wisdom that you've shared with our listeners. For those of you who want to find out more about Jo, you can look her up on LinkedIn. A huge thank you to all of you for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for future episodes and give us that 5-star rating. We look forward to you joining us every Wednesday for a new episode of She Talks Tech from We Are Tech Women.